Next patient is Amela Neva, NAVA. This is a consultation. Requested by Dr. Lakhar Reddy, reason for consultation. Cardiac dysrhythmia. History patient is a 48-year-old female with a history of supraventricular tachycardia period. Patient underwent ablation for supraventricular tachycardia in 1994 at the San Antonio period. Patient was complaining of palpitation and underwent elective surgical studies about 10 years ago. At that time, there was no inducible arrhythmia period. Recently, patient is complaining of more frequent episodes of palpitation, sometime last about 30 seconds, associated with the near syncope period. Patient is seen by Dr. Lacredi and a 14-day heart monitor was performed. However, that time, patient did not have any symptoms period. Only abnormality notice was PACs and PVCs period. Patient is now referred to me for evaluation of cardiac dysrhythmia period. Patient stated that sometimes she get symptoms 2 to 3 times a week, and other times she has no symptoms for a month period. Otherwise, the patient has infrequent episodes of palpitation period. Apparently, 14-day Holter monitor study was not helpful to evaluate arrhythmia period. Current medication, Celicomb 200 mg daily, sulfasalazine 500 mg, metoprolol succinate 25 mg in the morning and metoprolol tartrate 25 mg in the evening, and prednisone 5 mg daily period. Allergies, non-allergic allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Occupational history, patient is working as a preschool teacher period. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 82, pulse is 64, respiration 16, weight is 248 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular, rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, pulse sound, estimated no edema. Click impression number 1, palpitation, number 2, arthritis. Recommendation. Patient has frequent episodes of palpitation. However, during the 14-day heart amount study, patient has no episodes of palpitation period. Patient is quite symptomatic with the palpitation, complaining of near syncope period. At this time, the best option to find getting a diagnosis is implanting a loop recorder that will give us more information about her palpitation diagnosis period. The procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Once we get the approval from the insurance, we will consider implanting a loop recorder period. Please send a copy to Dr. Lakhar Reddy.